Hi, I'm Alice, and it's been 6 years when I broke up with my ex-boyfriend. And to be honest, I had completely wiped him away from my memory. He was just too everything. Too good at sports, too good looking, too muscular, too smart, just too everything. So I had to end it. In a nice way, of course, and I was happy. Well, at least I was happy until about 30 seconds ago. 6 years ago, I was 18 and still living at home like most 18-year-olds. Now I'm 24 and have a husband, a house, and a little one on the way. By that I mean a puppy, not a human baby. I was sitting on the couch watching my favorite television show, Ironic Situations, when I got a text from my mother. Apparently, she was dating some guy for a while and did not even tell me, her own daughter. I was excited for her, though, because ever since my dad left her when I was at the very young age of 6, she never had been the same. I do not know if she was just heartbroken, or if it was stress, or what it was, but I had always felt bad for her. The worst part about this text was that it's a monstrosity of a message. At first, I was just surprised that she had a boyfriend without telling me, but after I read the whole text, I found out I was going to have a new dad. How is this even possible? My mother, probably one of the most stubborn people when it comes to letting stuff go, has a fiancé. I sat there for 10 minutes, maybe more, just contemplating what the heck had happened. My mother, going down the aisle in a white gown, I could not get that out of my head. Over and over it played in my mind. It seemed that it would haunt me forever. She then, after seeing that I had read the text some time ago, told me that she wanted me to come out to dinner tonight to meet him. I wanted to chuck the phone out the window and say that I never read that text, but that wasn't an option. There had to be some random excuse to get me out of going, but what? I ended up thinking about what my mother had done for me and all that she had gone through. I decided I would go, for her. I did not want to go, but I did. I was getting ready for the night. The restaurant we were going to sounded extremely fancy. While getting ready, I was filled with anxiety. Overthinking plagued my mind. What if I don't like this guy? Am I supposed to call him Dad? And why on earth would my mother not tell me his name? I reassured myself that everything would be fine. On that note, I left for the restaurant. The restaurant was called Sacron. I assumed it was French, but I wasn't certain. I entered the elegant building and quickly spotted my mother. Her fiancé was not there yet, so I asked her to tell me the name of the man she was engaged to since I would be meeting him soon. With enough persuasion, she finally relented. It was my ex. My mother was engaged to my ex. I wanted to puke. Please tell me that this is just a dream, an awful nightmare that I will eventually wake up from. I stood up abruptly to leave in all haste and hope not to see him, but as I turned towards the door, there he is walking towards us. I feel trapped between my mother and him. I'd rather die than be in this situation, which almost happened. Next thing I know, I am in the hospital. Apparently, I had passed out and hit my head, giving me a concussion and a 3-day coma. As I looked around the room, I spotted them making out on the hospital sofa. That was when I puked and just went out of that place and their life. How did you like the story? Let us know in the comments. Enjoyed this video? Then hit the like button and share the video. Subscribe to this channel to watch more such videos and press the bell icon for more updates.
Hey folks, my name's Samantha. So let's start at the beginning. A few years ago, I had met this one boy. We hit it off really well, and after a few coffee dates, we started going out. That was 2 months before I had to move. It broke my heart, but I knew that I couldn't do a long-term relationship. Before I left, I told him to meet me at our usual diner, and there I told him that while I still loved him and probably always would, we couldn't be in a relationship anymore. Neither of us would benefit from this. My return was completely non-existent, and it would just hold us back to be in a relationship anymore. Time skipped to 2 years later. I haven't thought about my first love in probably like a month. But that isn't the important thing. My dad is getting remarried. We had moved because of his job transfer, and then suddenly, he was dating his boss. And now the wedding is coming up. My soon-to-be new mother has asked me to be her maid of honor. And as odd as I feel doing it, I accept, for Dad's sake. I wasn't particularly thrilled with this new arrangement, but if Dad is happy and she's a nice person, I feel no need to object. We were discussing the last-minute prep work when I heard a familiar name, K. Cam. Of course, it couldn't be my Cam, my dear, lovely Cam. Besides, he probably has long since moved on. I ignore it and keep getting ready for the ceremony, which passed by flawlessly. It was during the ceremony that I spotted him. I couldn't help the audible gasp. He was here. Cam. My Cam. He was here at this wedding. What was he doing here? Had he seen me yet? Why hasn't he spoken to me? Deciding to find answers, I marched over to my ex. He had grown in height and attractiveness. My heart skipped a beat, but I ignored this as I tapped his shoulder. Cam? There was an obvious double take as he realized who I was. But once he did, he grinned, absolutely ecstatic, as he picked me up and spun me around. Samantha! Hey! I haven't seen you in so long! I couldn't help laughing. I was lightheaded with giddiness that he remembered me and still held a place in his heart to be happy to see me. We spent the next hours talking, and after finding out that neither of us had moved on, we agreed to try for a long-distance relationship. I rushed to my father and new mother to tell them the good news. I was surprised when my new mother greeted Cam without my introduction. "Wait, do you know each other?" I questioned them. "This is my aunt," Cam explained, and I stared at them in shock before shouting, "Does this mean we are cousins?" After that night, Cam and I dated long distance for a few months, and now we are moving into an apartment together. It was a pretty huge shock that Cam was my new cousin, but we talked it out with Mom and Dad. Because we were not related in blood, there really isn't any problem. They support our relationship, and I wouldn't ask for it any other way. How did you like this story? Let us know in the comments. Enjoyed this video? Then hit the like button, share, and subscribe to this channel to watch more such videos. And press the bell icon for more updates.
Hey all, my name is Sarah, and I am 27 years old. I work as a business analyst in an IT company. At the company's annual conference, I got introduced to Godwin. Yes, I was fascinated by him. But I didn't think about it because he lived in another city, and a long-distance relationship was something that has never worked out for me. Just a few months later, we met again, and this time, we were both selected for the same project and would work in my office for 3 weeks. We both were good at work, and our bonding was going great. We both had an exciting time working together on the same project. After a few days, even before I opened my laptop, he was at my desk. It was then that I first felt that he too was attracted to me. Then we started having coffee together and also went to dinner after work. Not too long enough, we had gotten infatuated towards each other. We went for a road trip on the weekend, and that's when we got physically attracted. We both ended up falling in love with each other, and we formally started dating one another. My life seemed to be delighted because I had the perfect job and amazing new boyfriend. Even though I knew that he would soon leave for his hometown, but somehow I was convinced we could sustain a long-distance relationship very well. And then, a few days before he was scheduled to fly out, he revealed his biggest truth that he had hidden until now. I became aware that he has been married for 2 years. Although Godwin wasn't happy in his marriage, I was left wrecked and felt completely cheated. How could he hide such a big thing away from me? He being married made me crazy, and I had to end everything with him. His project came to an end and he returned to his hometown. I went back to my usual pattern of working day and night, putting in all my focus on work, as I tried hard to forget all the wonderful moments shared with him. A few days later, he called me. I didn't want to speak to him, but the moment I heard his voice, I could tell he was very drunk. So I didn't disconnect the call. He told me why he hadn't mentioned his marital status. He thought I wouldn't be interested in him if I knew he was married. have to admit, that was the truth. Honestly, I didn't want to start anything new again with him. He was married. He was another woman's husband, and I was just the other woman. Still, I somehow found a reason to give our relationship another chance. He told me that soon he will give divorce to his wife, and I believed him. I was skeptical, and there are examples of men who have lied about leaving their wives and never did. But I was blinded by my feelings for him, and my love for him was infinite, and I couldn't stop myself going towards him. Now the extramarital affair started. He would lie to his wife about work trips and visit me, and every time he would visit, it was such a special moment. I would never fail to ask him the question of when he would leave his wife. But all he did was to make excuses upon excuses. I didn't want our relationship to be hidden. I hadn't introduced him to my friends or family, and that bothered me so much. Things went on the same way for a year. He kept on with lying to his wife, just come to see and meet me occasionally. Gradually, I started getting used to the habit of staying without him, that when he wasn't around, I would be busy working. It got to the extent that I had almost forgotten that I was in an extramarital relationship with someone. Then, after a few months, I started feeling that it doesn't bother me so much if Godwin is not around. Even when I call him someday, he remains busy and never answers my call. Most of the time, I really needed someone very close to me. He wasn't there at such times. That was the time I met Alan. He had just joined the company where I was working and was interested in me. He wasn't married, so no sooner I started liking him and we started dating. I thought, if he could have a wife, why couldn't I have another boyfriend without telling him? Days passed on and my relationship with Alan was going very smooth. Godwin existence or in existence didn't bother me so much because I knew what I wanted. I dumped Godwin and decided to spend my entire life with Alan.
Hi, I am Jade, and I want to tell you a story of how one of the most important evenings of my life went terrible. This is Raquel, my boyfriend. We've been dating for the past 4 years, and everything was going great. A week ago, he told me that his parents wanted to meet me. As far as I knew, Raquel was very close to his parents, more than anyone else, including me. So I was very tensed and tried canceling the meeting by giving different excuses. I have fallen sick, met with a fake accident and injured my leg. My aunt showed up for an unpredicted visit. After so many tricks, one evening I was relaxing in my hostel room, listening to my favorite songs on the iPod. And then the room doorbell rang. I opened the door and I was surprised to see Raquel. Raquel asked me to change my clothes quickly, as he has planned for a romantic dinner. Woohoo! That was sweet of him. In no time, I went inside and came back from getting ready. We get into the car and he took me on a long drive. It was a romantic dinner. It should be full of surprises, so I hesitated to ask him anything. Finally, the car stopped. I thought we reached the destination, but I could not see any hotel. We got out of the car and I could only see the apartments. Then Raquel came close to me and said, "Let's go home. Romantic dinner is waiting for us." What? Romantic dinner at home? He lied! No, but he did do the same thing I had done so many days before. We walked together and reached the elevator. Raquel asked me to remember that his mom belongs to a very elegant, superior, and royal family, and his dad is a retired Navy officer. I was boiling with anger. I just wanted to forget that I'm standing outside his house and wanted to kill him. I used Google to search articles on the Navy so that I could connect with Raquel's father. But there was so much information available that I was just getting confused. We reached the door, and I was pissed off. I grabbed Raquel's neck with both of my hands and tried squeezing it. Right at that moment, the door opened, and his parents saw my cruel behavior. It was undoubtedly embarrassing that his parents saw me doing all that. But they tried to be polite, pretending they hadn't noticed anything. And yes, this was just the beginning. I entered the house, and the interior was remarkable. Royal furniture, beautiful chandeliers, expensive paintings, lavish curtains perfectly depicted the life of the royal family. I was so amazed, and I didn't know that Raquel was so rich. Raquel's mom invited me to sit at the table. She was very graceful and haughty, but that was fine for me. All the dishes on the table looked like they were served in a 5-star hotel. Food was served, and I was getting hungry. Without waiting for anyone, I started eating. Raquel's mom and dad were looking at me with their eyes goggling, but then Raquel giggled so loudly to make the situation pleasant. Finally, they joined him too, giggling, and started eating. I was busy eating delicious food, and in the middle of it, Raquel's father asked me about my plans. I stopped eating at that moment, drank a small amount of water before speaking anything, and burp. Yuck, that was my cheap etiquette. When I started talking, I felt so embarrassed that I couldn't control my weird behavior. Guessing by the look Raquel's parents were giving each other, I concluded that this was their first experience meeting such a weird girl like me, and so I decided to remain quiet. The conversation was quite uncomfortable. Eventually, after finishing my meal, I slowly and softly held the glass of water and started drinking. Now, I wasn't sure what bad luck I would face. That moment, another question arises from Raquel's mom. Do you know that Raquel is gay? What? Oh gosh, not again! I just puke all the water in my mouth on Raquel's mom. I am sorry, I am very sorry. I apologize to his mom, but that minute, Raquel is gay was the only thing going in my mind. I fume on Raquel. Are you gay? Raquel was scared enough looking at my aggressiveness, but then his father holds me and said, Raquel's mom was just pulling your leg. Oh my God, what is happening tonight? I was so humiliated and couldn't face her now. I took my purse and ran from the place. What's your story? True Tales wants to hear it. If you also have an embarrassing moment, you can share it in the comment section below. Hit the like button if you liked my story, and subscribe to this channel to watch more videos in the future.
Hi, I'm Kenny, and I'm feeling distressed. You might find my story funny, or you may get confused. My mom hid the biggest truth of her life from me for quite a long time, and it made me upset when I realized why she hid it. My life was going smooth, as any other teenager's life. A happy family, hanging out with friends, college fun, everything was going fine. Until one day, my parents came to me and said, "Son, we're getting a divorce." I was puzzled hearing this, but, well, that was my parents' decision and I accepted it. Life will go on in any situation if it's pleasant or unpleasant. My parents were reasonable, and I was sure their decision would be the best for them. But it was my right to know the reason behind them getting divorced. So I tried asking them the reason, because everything seemed to be perfect in front of me. But they still remained unclear. Well, I didn't force them. I started living with my mom, but spent half of my time at home and half at my dad's place. Normally, on the weekends. This continued for some time, and then one day, I noticed something strange when I returned home after a long weekend. There was 2 empty coffee mugs in the kitchen sink, someone's sunglasses lying on the couch, and even a toothbrush in the bathroom. My mom removed it quickly, thinking I hadn't noticed anything, but I had. Usually, when 2 people get divorced, they spend some time thinking it all over and feel very sad. I thought to discuss this with my dad, but when I did, he still remained unclear. I was shocked by his behavior because in my whole life I saw him showing transparency. Now my urge to know the reality got stronger. I was irritated with my parents' behavior and I went back home. I entered the living room and saw my mom along with another woman on the couch watching a film. I greeted them casually and went towards my bedroom, lost in my thoughts. Then I stopped for a minute and saw them holding hands, and she was wearing a nightsuit, which meant she was sleeping there. Immediately, my mom came to me and asked how come I came home even though the weekend hadn't been over yet. I didn't bother answering, and instead directly asked her, Mom, who is she? Oh, she's my friend Ruby who came to visit me. And that's when I interrupted her, as I hate lies and the people who tell them. Your friend? She visited you in her night suit. My mom was embarrassed. Then she sighed and sat down on a chair and said, Okay, son, listen. I was boiling with anger and I directly questioned her. Oh, come on, Mom, cut the crap. You really can't answer straight away that she's your girlfriend? My mom's face seemed confused, yet embarrassed and relieved, too. Well, finally, she accepted that she's her girlfriend. And just because it would have been hard for me to take it, she hid it from me. Now I finally got the reason behind my parents' breakup. My mom fell in love with Ruby, and the only solution she found was divorce. She felt that I wouldn't understand this and hate her for it, so she begged my dad not to tell me anything. I told her to live her life the way she wants. My mom introduced me to Ruby, and then she started spending lots of time with us. Ruby is a very nice woman, and now they're living a normal life. But I feel bad for my dad. But these things happen in life. No one can avoid it. Friends, if you think you've done something which embarrassed you and you hid it from your family, then better to confess it. Hiding any truth kills people emotionally. If you guys have had a similar experience, you can share it in the comment section below. Hit the like button if you liked my story, and subscribe to this channel to watch more videos just like this in the future.